In 1930, the fungus that causes Dutch elm disease invaded the U.S. through the Cleveland area in a shipment of lumber from Northern Europe. During the decades that followed, an epidemic slowly spread across the country. Plant pathologist Dr. Richard Campana is professor emeritus at the University of Maine and a specialist in Dutch elm disease. He says the fungus was passed from tree to tree by beetles.
The original infections, let's say in the early 30s, which extended as far west as Indianapolis from New York City and places in between, were attributed to the movement of elm logs by rail. And the location of the new infections were found pretty much along rail lines.
In recent years, researchers at institutions around the country have developed increasingly disease-tolerant elms. The term disease-tolerant means that if the tree is infected by the Dutch elm fungus, it'll eventually recover, much in the same way the human body bounces back from a flu attack. Several cities in the Great Lakes area, including Minneapolis and the Cleveland suburb of Shaker Heights, have begun to plant these new types of elm trees. But according to several experts, few if any cities are mounting the kind of large-scale effort now underway in Cincinnati. Dr. Denny Townsend is a research geneticist with the National Arboretum Laboratories in Glendale, Maryland.
The Cincinnati program is the only professionally managed American elm or elm program in the country associated with a municipality. So Cincinnati has really paved new ground in initiating this program of replanting elm trees. And some other towns across the country are starting to model their planting efforts after the Cincinnati program.
Another reason the Cincinnati initiative is so special is that it involves hundreds of people. Last fall, for example, dozens of local garden clubs planted 80 elms in neighborhoods throughout the Cincinnati area. And the city's largest cemetery and arboretum has been adding some of the new varieties of elm to its collection of older elm trees. Why is there such an interest in reviving the elm in Cincinnati? Former city parks director Fred Payne thinks at least part of the answer is nostalgia.
The people of the United States, and of course Cincinnati in particular, grew up with these trees. Years ago, these majestic vase-shaped elms lined Victory Parkway, for one thing. This was a major parkway, of course, still is in Cincinnati. And they gave that arched effect, and then on some streets you had almost like a cavern effect where the arched limbs reached across the street and touched each other and provided a nice cooling cavern to drive through or to walk through.
One of the key players in the Cincinnati area's elm revival effort is Dick Ammon. He owns a nursery in northern Kentucky and has begun raising and evaluating several types of disease-tolerant elm sprouts from the National Arboretum. Ammon planted the sprouts when they were 6-inch rooted cuttings.
What we do is we pot them for a year and try to build up a root system. Then we'll plant these out, then we plant them in the field to grow on. And then they're planted out in the field about a foot apart, and we grow them till they're about 6 to 8 foot. Then they'll be dug up and reset, root pruned and reset again to grow in space to go on for ball and burlapping.
In addition to Dick Ammon's work and the enthusiasm shown by the garden clubs, the city of Cincinnati's urban forestry program has planted 95 disease-tolerant elms along several city streets. Next spring, the city intends to plant 40 more elms. In addition, about 2,000 young elms are growing in Dick Ammon's Northern Kentucky nursery. In about 5 years, they'll be ready for planting. These saplings are expected to serve as a homegrown source of disease-tolerant trees for Cincinnati's elm revival, and they're expected to have great potential for commercial sales to other parts of the country. That's because elms thrive in the poor soil conditions often found in cities and new suburban housing developments. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Hirschberg in Cincinnati.